The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. It's 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we're going to be talking about cranial nerves. Right? There are 12 cranial nerves that originate in the brain, and they deal with either sensory or motor that control the head and neck. Sensory help a person to see, smell, and hear. And so, you know, when we look at these cranial nerves, I mean, you know, as chiropractors, we know so much about them. And as the layperson, we don't really know as much. But I'll go through, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, different testing that they do, what cranial nerves that they're testing for. But then too, how chiropractic really does have a play in some of those cranial nerves. We always think about chiropractic as headaches, neck pain, or back pain. But this is one, and we have an amazing story that we get to share today in terms of a testimony of exactly what I'm talking about here. And more specifically, what makes us different, right? Because just like all dentists are not the same, just like all orthodontists are not the same, eye doctors are not the same, all chiropractors are not the same. So more specifically, what we do in the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is that we look at upper cervically, C1 and C2, where that sits upon the occiput. If there's any upper cervical instability because of ligamentous damage, that is something that we address very specifically. And though I know that there are other doctors, you know, in the Indianapolis area that say I'm the only one who adjusts C1, that is 100% false. It is misinformation, right? Maybe the technique that they use is unique, but they're not the only person that adjusts C1, right? So let's get that, because I've had a lot of people who say, yeah, but I heard that, you know, this person is the only person that adjusts C1. That is 100% false, because that is something that we are specialized in looking at and addressing very specifically, and not necessarily with the rotary twisting adjustments. This is one really where when we break down, it is very important to know exactly what you're looking at and being very specific and then looking at the results that we see. So we've never really talked about cranial nerves. They are incredibly interesting. So I look forward to being able to break those down and what they do, because this is in every single one of our bodies. Every single person who's listening today, unless you're like a gross anomaly, right? Like a very small percentage of people, and you would know by now if you were an adult, if you were missing a cranial nerve, because it would have a grave impact on your life. But you all have 12 cranial nerves, and the average person has no idea what they do for them. So we're going to break them down, and more specifically in terms of what we do for a neurology standpoint from chiropractic, neurologically, how that helps and what the difference does make. But before we touch base on that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, honey beats antibiotic for upper respiratory infections. So when we talk about coughs and colds from upper upper respiratory tract infections, come on, we'll get this, are the most frequent reason doctors write antibiotic prescriptions. This is the case despite the fact that most upper respiratory tract infections are viral in nature, rendering antibiotics useless. Worse is the practice contributing to greatly to massive worldwide problems of antibiotic resistance. So what does that mean? So when you go into the doctor and you say, hey, I've got this cough, my throat hurts, it's clappy, I have a fever, right? We say, oh my goodness, you probably need an antibiotic. And what they're finding over and over and over again is that in reality, majority of these upper respiratory tract infections are viral. If they are viral, that it's just like the flu. Right? There's no antibiotic you can give for the flu because it's viral. Antibiotics work with bacterial infections, not viral infections. But upper respiratory tract infections, most individuals, moms go in and they say, I need an antibiotic. You give them that 5 to 7 days of antibiotics, and in 5 to 7 days, they get better. When in reality, it has nothing to do with the antibiotics. It has everything to do with the fact that you've given that virus 5 to 7 days for your immune system, right? Your super strong, so educated immune system to fight that. So if you would not have taken antibiotics in 5 to 7 days, it would have cleared up just as well. But the fact that we are giving these antibiotics means that it's disrupting our microbiome in our gut, which is therefore leading to even more accentuated health problems. But then as well, it's creating antibiotic resistance. So, you know, fast forward the next year or two, you actually have a bacterial infection. You take that same antibiotic or one that's similar in nature, and your body's like, I've seen this before and I already know how to fight you. So these, you know, bacteria are like, I'm way smarter than you. So they build these bigger, badder bacteria. So these normal antibiotics no longer help it. And that's where antibiotic resistance is really coming in. Now, let's enter honey, which possesses antiviral as well as antibiotic, right? Antibiotic properties and being like for bacteria. So a meta-analysis published in August of 2020 by peer-reviewed journal BMJ, it's British Medical Journal, Evidence-Based Medicine, found that honey beats antibiotics in relieving symptoms and coughs and colds. Again, this is not surprising, given that antibiotics are useless and can actually make symptoms worse for viral infections. The researchers themselves acknowledge this, writing that antibiotics are associated with significant adverse effects in children and adults. Now, results from 1,000-plus cases. So the study incorporated data from 14 studies and 1,345 unique cases. Two of these studies were randomized and placebo-controlled, which is the gold standard when it comes to research. They compared them with standard care of a patient that they typically receive, which is a prescription for antibiotics. Honey improved patient outcomes considerably. So in one study, patients ingesting honey reduced their duration of the common cold symptoms by 1 to 2 days compared to those receiving meds. Moms, listen, dads, not discriminating, but moms and dads, right? 2 days less of your kids being sick compared to medicine, 2 days. So that's a big thing, 2 days. They also found that honey reduces cough frequency and severity at a rate deemed significant, statistically significant. The honey interventions for coughs and colds that Oxford University research evaluated include pure honey, Grintus honey, Ayurvedic Huntus syrup, both which can actually be found on Amazon or online, and honey combined with milk and coffee. The fact that the broad spectrum antimicrobial properties of honey includes cough and cold duration and symptoms significantly is an important takeaway of this evidence-based research. Right? Heating honey eliminates most of the antimicrobial benefits. So using raw honey is one of the most, certainly produce the better results, right? Like, so even better results. So if you don't heat up the honey, so that we might use it in cooking and say, well, maybe this will help. That's one of the reasons why honey that's not, the word raw is not actually used anywhere in the documents. So most of them, were heated or pasteurized. So again, a lot of the times, one honey that we use honey often for like cooking. But when you look at Manuka honey, right? Manuka honey is one that I use specifically when we talk about, I mean, we literally, listen, Manuka honey, when you start doing research about Manuka honey, it's, again, this isn't like the raw or local, it's Manuka. It's a very specific type of honey. You can get it at the health food stores. It is a bit more expensive, which is why I don't use it like large amounts of it while cooking. But my husband, thank you, U.S. military, has a recurrence of MRSA. They made him swim in this pond that they knew had MRSA in it, which is why they closed it a week after they swam in it for several weeks, because all of these gentlemen were getting MRSA. And I, being like the super supportive wife, was like, you don't have MRSA. But he failed to tell me he was swimming in a pond full of MRSA. So he got it tested, and sure enough, he had MRSA. So I started doing research because, I mean, the gaping wounds that he had, like I thought he was going to lose his leg. It was that bad. And so I started doing research about how they're actually finding Manuka honey is the most effective thing. So we started using Manuka honey. I've done it on an infection that I had with my finger that I literally, oh my goodness, had 103.5 fever from, like, I don't know if it was like an infected hangnail or what happened, but oh my gosh, red, swollen, horrendous. They're using it in burn units now because of the healing properties. And again, of the antimicrobial, right? Because infection's so high with burn patients that they're actually using gauze that's soaked in a Manuka honey-based syrup, like syrup. It's just, it is crazy. Now, remember, if your child is under one, you're told to avoid it. And I would agree with that. Reason being is because unpasteurized honey can be high with botulism, right? Also known as Botox, botulism toxin, but it causes flappy baby syndrome, which there can lead to death of infants, which is why they say don't give raw honey to babies under the age of one. By the time they get older, your immune system can fight it a little bit more. But that botulism causes weak movements, flaccidity of muscles, which is why if you inject that toxin in your forehead, then those muscles are flaccid and you can't wiggle your forehead muscles, which is why you don't have wrinkles, right? It's literally botulism toxin you're injecting into your face. Yes, it kills infants, but thank goodness we can prevent wrinkles. But when you look at, more so than anything, you know, having this stuff on hand, especially being a mom of small children, this is one that, you know, now there's no time that's like a good or bad time, like have it now. So regardless of what season that you're in, when they start to get that like cough or whatever, I'll make sure that I give them that honey as just a preventative if it doesn't fully come to fruition into an upper respiratory tract infection. But they're finding now it's more effective than an antibiotic with exponentially less harm. So if you can, it's always an alternative, and that's our goal. What can we do to find some more positive alternatives? So when we come back, we are going to talk about what are the 12 cranial nerves, what do they do, and how do they affect you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Leave us alone, cause we don't need your policies. We have no apologies for being fine, you ever wild. Oh, my way. All right. Don't mind me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. You know, one of the things that allows us to see really great results in our office is the fact that we can be incredibly specific in what we do. There are so often times that I see others pride themselves on the quick fix, when in reality, you need to take time. Imagine you walk into an oncologist and you say, "Hey, I heard I have cancer." And they're like, "Oh, let's just try this. See how it goes." Or, you know, I've had a loved one recently who has got diagnosed with cancer. And before they did anything, they did weeks of testing. They did weeks of testing because they said, "Hey, I want to be really, really specific to make sure that the treatment that we give you is the most accurate and the most effective." So why would it be that someone wants to walk into our office and be like, "Hey, put me on the table, plop me, and come back"? You know, like, I'm just like, as a doctor, the answer is absolutely not. I have someone who walked in the other day and I said, "You know, honestly, what you present with right now really does indicate a need for x-rays." They couldn't feel their feet. They had numbness and tingling down their legs. They had sciatic pain for over 2 years. And they said, "Yeah, but if I get adjusted like once or twice, it goes away for a couple of days. Can't I just do that?" You know, and I'm like, "Well, what if you have degenerative change? What if you have a spondylolisthesis? What if you have cord narrowing, like a loss of curvature? Like, what if you have all of these things and I put you on the table and I just guess because you want to get out of here fast?" Like, I fail as a doctor. I fail you as a doctor because my job as a doctor is to make sure that I investigate all avenues. What if you had a tumor in your spine? What if you had that because you had a tumor that was literally, or an infection that was eating away at the bone, and I just said, "Hey, it's worked before. Let's just try it again. See how it works." Haphazardly throw something at it and see if it sticks. I am a board certified chiropractor. 4 parts of national board accreditation. I am state licensed. You know, like, when you look at that, that is something I worked hard for, and I'm educated and have knowledge. So of course, no, I'm not just going to do whatever, you know, is the quickest and the easiest. I'm going to do what is most effective and most accurate for treatment for you as an individual. And if you want to go to one of those doctors that wants to throw you, pop you, and see you back in a couple of days, then more power to you. But that's not what my goal is. My goal is to figure out, how do we get down to the root cause of the problem? And sometimes that takes a little bit of extra evaluation. You know, this isn't like months. It's not nearly to the extent of, you know, what my loved one had to go through for her cancer. This is one where sometimes we just have to go through a little bit more diagnostic to see what's going on. And most of the time, those are x-rays, and we have those in our office, right? We have digital x-rays set up in our office. We have highly trained personnel knowing exactly what to take, how to take them, on what terms of myself or, you know, our other supporting doctors in the office tell them to do. Guys, we have to be specific in what we do, and this is why we see the results that we're able to see, is because of that. Haphazard care leads to haphazard results. That's not something we desire at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So if we do have to do x-rays, the most it costs is $25 a view. So if we have to do 4 views, it might be $100. $100, that's it, right? What'd you spend going out to eat this weekend for a dinner and a couple drinks? $100. Come on. Anyways, so let's talk. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. We're talking about 12 cranial nerves. So your cranial nerves are 12 set of nerves that originate in your brain, and each have different functions for sense or movement, right? So you have 12 of them. So we're gonna break down. First of 12, is olfactory. So this is actually transmit information to the brain regarding a person's sense of smell, right? So it's your olfactory nerve. You have an olfactory bulb, sends impulses, and that's actually what allows you to smell. Travels to your frontal lobe, and that's involved with memory and the notation of different smells. So you have a couple different nerves then that deal with eye movement, right? So if you go into a doctor or neurologist, oftentimes, or, you know, for physical, they'll say, look at my finger. And they go to the right, the left, they go up, down, and then they make you touch your, you know, cross your eyes. And what they're looking for is they're looking for involuntary eye function. But they're also looking for to make sure that that range of motion, because that actually indicates ocular nerve function, because you have muscles that actually surround your eyes. And so you have muscles that surround your eyes that have it move, right? So that's where you can see, like, if one deviates in or out, up or down, that's one where they can say, okay, what nerve is affected? So you have your optic nerve, which is your second. So that's actually a little bit different. So this is actually when light enters your eyes. It kind of translates signals from light into visual information into the brain. You guys, you have no idea how complicated and complex the human body is. But these are ones that literally carry signal impulses along the nerves to form the optic nerve. So this is one that goes to the occipital lobe, which is in like the very back. That's the base of your skull. The base of your skull, that's where the brain handles visual information, right? So the very, very base of the skull, right, on the back, that's one, your occipital lobe, your occiput. That's where your brain handles visual information. Who would have thunk? All these different parts of your brain do all these different things. When you're looking at the three different nerves that work with muscle, right? The muscle, those are in your midbrain. So that's 3, 4, and 6. Those deal with eye movement. So again, if you're going through that visual and your eyes don't move properly, that's where you'll say, hey, you probably have a problem with your cranial nerves. Oh, or like also too, like if you have a concussion, that's another one that they'll do that with. I really want to talk about this one. I'm excited about this one. You also have your trigeminal nerve. So this is 5. Okay. This is huge. Trigeminal neuralgia. This is a common disorder of the trigeminal nerve, which is your 5th nerve, that causes intense pain and facial tics, right? Upper cervical. So it's divided into 3 different parts of the face. Your ophthalmic, which ophthalmic is like eyes. Your maxillary, which is the middle part of your face, nose, upper eyes, lower lid. And then your mandible, your mandibular. So your mandible is your mouth, right? Tongue, mucus, lower teeth. So I had a professor. I don't remember his name. But he was kind of the like professor that you have that's old as dirt. He's been there. You know, talk to people who graduated 3 decades before I did. And they're like, hey, is what's his face still there? And I was like, yep, he's still there teaching the same class. You know, he had this cough that you're like, this is it. He's dying. Like, today is going to be the day that I watch this man die. He had to have been his like late 80s, early 90s. I don't remember his name. But he was talking about how trigeminal neuralgia also can be known as tic de la rue, and it's pain in the face. And people who've had it literally describe it as like ice pick pain, like behind the eyes. They said it's just the worst pain they've ever experienced. And it's oftentimes they said that they diagnosed him with like ocular migraines and all of these things when all the treatments, nothing worked. And he literally said like he had written out his suicide note because of the fact that the pain in which he experienced was so severe that he said there would be nothing, death would be better than the pain that he experienced with this trigeminal neuralgia. And his mom, with no other options, brought him to a chiropractor. Now, I assume that, you know, a decade and a half ago, if this man was like in his 80s or 90s, and this was his childhood, I mean, this was like, my goodness, I don't even know. I can't even guess. But it was a long, long time ago. And he started getting adjusted. And he said, it went away. And that was the moment that turned him into a chiropractor. Because chiropractic literally saved his life. And it was like one of those stories that gave me amazing goosebumps. to hear how chiropractic affected someone's quality of life to that regard. But you never really think about, hey, the cranial nerves that come out of the base of the brainstem, well, it does have an effect when you think about loss of curvature, any upper ligament instability, which we'll explain a little bit more about too. But then also when you're talking about the, and this is where I see a lot, is the facial nerve. So the facial nerve is nerve 7. So 7 out of 12, we're talking about facial nerve. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. My name's Dr. Leanne Schluter. So now your facial nerve also has motor and sensory function. This is one that you will see the most is Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is a common disorder of the facial nerve that can cause paralysis on one side of the face and possibly loss of taste sensation. Again, story. The first office I ever trained at was this advanced office in Dallas, Texas. And I had one of the team, she's a chiropractic assistant, who called me one day in a panic telling me that she had a stroke. And I was like, okay, what makes you think? And she was like 21 maybe, right? So can you have a stroke at 21? Absolutely. Is it common? Not as much. So the first thing I asked is, are you on birth control pills? Because it is so, like, that's the number one thing when you're looking at birth control pills for people to have strokes. And she said, no. And I was like, okay. I said, well, what makes you think? And she said, my whole face is numb and it's droopy. She said, I can't close my eyes. I can't smile on that side of my face. So when you're looking at Bell's palsy, this is, it's facial paralysis on one side. And that's where people are like, I don't know how it happens. We can give you a steroid, right? Because maybe it's inflammation that's doing it. But then, like, what caused the inflammation? So same thing. So we did some very, very specific views. So anytime someone comes into our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, one of the things that we have to address is upper cervical. So there are oftentimes, you know, ADP open mouth. So we like make you open your mouth to see if there's any rotation, if there's any alar ligamentous damage. We'll do lateral bends to kind of, you know, stress those ligaments, because sometimes if it's on both sides, if it's bilateral, when you do a normal view, you can't see it. We do base posterior. So there are several views that we need to look at that compromise. And she had one of those where she had underlying instability, which would therefore lead to that. And what's interesting is as we start addressing these, especially like Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, these are ones that you see so often. And I would love to say it's like a super quick one adjustment and everything is restored. And in reality, that's just, it's not how your health works. And so hers took a little bit of time, but it was gone. And we said, hey, now that we know that that's here, here are some very specific adjusting, you know, so if your doctor is not aware of upper cervical ligamentous instability, they haven't checked for it, then that's a huge red flag. But then here's some specific strengthening exercises to be able to make sure that this isn't something that happens moving forward, right? So that's the start for 7. We have 5 more to go. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that vagus nerve. It's the wandering nerve, one of the longest, but more specifically, what research has found with the vagus nerve and heart rate variability.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I love Vegas every moment. It's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, if you're wondering about that, is a different Vegas than this Vegas. Crazy, cool, loving party Vegas versus your 10th cranial nerve, your VAGUS, vagus nerve. Now, we're talking about the 12 cranial nerves and their impact that chiropractic has on them. I'm going to talk quickly, before I talk about the vagus nerve, about the eighth cranial nerve, which is the vestibular cochlear nerve. This is your eighth cranial nerve that is involved with a person's hearing and balance, right? So the vestibular component helps the body sense a change in position regarding to gravity. So it actually uses information to maintain your balance. The cochlear portion of it aids in hearing. So it actually responds to different sounds and determines the frequency and magnitude of that sound, which is what brings me to introducing Michael, who's a patient in the office who suffered with Meniere's disease. If you've never heard about it, I want to break it down, but he's seen an amazing testimony at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we're going to welcome Michael to the line. So thank you for joining us, Michael.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I know we just kind of covered, you have been officially in the office for 1 year now, and I think it's been really great to see just the changes that you've seen. But first and foremost, let's start. What are some of the things that you initially were experiencing before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Yeah, I had struggled with Meniere's for quite a while. I've suffered with that, and of course, with that comes, you know, some pretty debilitating dizzy spells, and yeah, that was the main thing. I didn't come in with any pain, but really just the Meniere's. I'd struggled with that and tried all the normal medical interventions that was recommended.
So how, let me ask you this. So when you say dizzy, how often did you have dizzy spells? How long did they last for? You know, were you able to kind of, because I've been dizzy before too, and I've been able just to kind of work through it. So it's very different than what Meniere's presents with.
So I'm bilateral with my Meniere's, and I get varying different types of dizzy spells, anywhere from just lasting for just a few seconds to lasting 4 to 6 hours. And even with those long ones, so then that puts me in bed. I can't move, severe nausea and vomiting. And then even once the dizziness wears off, it's really another 24 hours before I'm completely all back and balanced again. So it's a pretty bad, those are pretty bad spells that happen. When I came in, what initially brought us in, I was having a spell about once a week. And that was a pretty bad set of spells, and I just had some just before 4th of July last year that were really, really bad. And that's what really pushed me to looking for something different than the traditional medical route, which was not helping.
And so what were some of the, so with Meniere's, what are typically some of the traditional treatments that they try for Meniere's?
The first try, Valium or Vertigo or Antivert as a medication to help control the dizzy spells, and then they and also with some anti-nausea medications that never seem to help me at all. Those are the main things, and if it continues and gets severe, they have nerve ablation treatments and injections into the ear, and those I never tried those things, but they have a lot more invasive treatments that from the information I've received were not guaranteed to benefit.
Well, and for the people who don't know, nerve ablation is literally where they burn the nerve, right? So they're trying to deaden that nerve. So I think when you think about Meniere's, not oftentimes people think about it being a nerve related problem, which is one of the reasons why people wouldn't necessarily think of, you know, specific structural chiropractic when it comes to Meniere's. So how did you initially hear about our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, I initially heard you on the radio, but that was long before we really started looking into chiropractic for the treatment of Meniere's. So then when I had those severe rounds back in July last year, we started looking into different ways, and my wife came across some things about upper cervical chiropractors. So we started looking for that, and then I remembered hearing your show, and I had looked up your website and was really, really interested in what all you did. And I thought, you know, I just really would like to go see her and see Dr. Leanne and see what, you know, what you might recommend. So.
Yeah. So over the course of the last year, then, what are some of the changes overall that you've experienced in terms of your health since starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, it started with, you know, a decrease in my dizzy spells. We went through the first round of treatments, and that showed some good improvement. And I went down to the maintenance program, and that was not a good plan for me. I had a severe reoccurrence of episodes where I had, I think I had 7 in 1 week. So then we got that under control. So over the year, it's been a marked reduction. I mean, just major reduction in episodes to where I'm really not even having any right now. It's been, I'd say, probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months since I had the last one.
Good.
Which has been really, really good. And even then, what I was having was not as severe as what they had been. And
yeah.
And beyond that, once we got that under control, I went into nutrition and changing my diet and everything, and I have since lost 60 pounds.
How much?
60.
60. 60. Not 1 6. 60. It's so.
60.
Oh my goodness. You have, and I think, so let me ask you this, right? Because I know you have a family, a very sweet, amazing family. What has been the difference in the quality of life now, you know, looking back a year to where you're having, you know, large episodes at least once a week to now having better nutrition, down 60 pounds, going, you know, larger spans of time without these near vertigo episodes? Like, what does your quality of life look like now versus then?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, I have much more energy now with my better diet and with the weight loss. I'm sleeping better. My wife tells me I don't snore as much. You know, I don't know that I even snore at all, but she says I do. She says I don't snore as much since that. And it's just, I don't have with the veneers and the dizzy spells, it was just, a lot of times it was, when's the next one going to happen? When's the next one going to happen? And now I find I don't really even think about it. You know, I don't worry about it because it's just been so long since I've had one. It's, everything's been getting much better beyond for that. So it's just a lot less, I suppose, stress and worry from that.
Yeah. And I wonder about like the quality of time you get to spend with them as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm able to feel comfortable doing more with the family and being out and just enjoying. Because those times when, you know, when I did have the episodes, like I said, I would be down for days. I would have, you know, I missed some family holiday events because of it. You know, my wife and I would try to go out for dinner and I'd have an episode and have to, you know, cut our night short because of that. So it's, yeah, just being able to enjoy being together and not be worried about, you know, an episode coming or, you know, not being able to enjoy anything when I have an episode.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. So let me ask you this then. Last question for you. If you, Michael, today could tell you, Michael, a year and a half or 2 years ago, who was not sure if he should come in and get checked and not sure if we could help, what would you, or someone who's listening who's in the same shoes as you, like, what would you tell that person?
I'd say it absolutely works. Give it a try. It absolutely works. I mean, you guys do such an amazing job in there. My wife and I have had quite a bit of experience, not me personally, but she has had experience with chiropractic. And it really wasn't until coming to Greenwood Family Chiropractic that we really started seeing a great benefit from that. So, I mean, it definitely works and well worth trying out. And you know, won't be disappointed in the least.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I know that your story, because so many people are searching for help for veneers, that I do know that your story is going to reach so many people who are listening today. So I appreciate you taking the time to share your story.
Sure, mentioned chiropractic as a method of treatment, and it's just been so amazing, and it's really kind of frustrating that they don't recommend that, because it has been so helpful for me. So I'm just really thankful for all that you guys do, and then thankful that we made the choice to come in and see you.
Yeah, and we're thankful to have you in the office. So we appreciate you guys have an amazing family. So it's always a breath of fresh air when you guys come in. So thank you. I will see you in the office.
Okay, thank you.
Now, if you want to know more about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, give us a call. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or schedule an appointment on our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So one of the things that allows us to look at this a little bit more is the fact that we really pay attention to upper cervically what's happening. So oftentimes, if you go to a chiropractor who's not educated about very specific upper cervical views, looking at upper ligament instability, any rotation, it really does make a difference to be able to know exactly how to address this. And that's exactly what we did with Michael and patients who come in with these cranial nerve dysfunctions. Now, the last couple we'll talk about, one is the glossopharyngeal nerve. So this is one that goes to throat, tonsils, tongue, the motor division, the muscles that allows you to widen and shorten your tongue, which is why if you go to the doctor, they say, stick out your tongue, right? It's testing for a cranial nerve. Your vagus nerve is one of the largest nerves in the body. It's called the wandering nerve. It goes from a range of function, motor, sensory, parasympathetic. It goes not only to your ears, throat, heart, abdominal organs. It also is motor for the throat and small palate. It also regulates the rhythm of the heart, innervates smooth muscle in the airway, lungs, and gastrointestinal tract. Now, they actually did a research study in 2019 with chiropractic adjustments. So it was the effect of spinal manipulation therapies, adjustments, on heart rate variability and pain in patients with chronic neck pain. So they went through and found that chiropractic adjustments actually boost the function of the vagus nerve by impacting heart rate variability, which is what the vagus nerve controls. So improvement in vagus nerve activity plays a major role in autonomic nervous system, lowering chronic disease, and decreasing mortality rates. So chiropractic is what we should look at. Cranial nerve 11 is your accessory nerve. So this is a nerve that separates into spinal and cranial parts. This is what controls your sternocleidoid mastoid, your SCM, and your trapezius muscle. This allows what people to extend, rotate, flex their head, neck, and shoulders. And then you have your 12th hypoglossal. So this is one that supplies to the tongue as well. So again, damage to that nerve caused paralysis on one side. So if you stuck at your tongue and it deviated to one side, then they would know your 12th cranial nerve is affected, right? So all of these different things that we look at in terms of cranial nerves and what chiropractic has to do with it. And when we look at very specific chiropractic, that is what we do in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So when you see a lot of these dysfunctions or symptoms that are happening, our goal is to get down and say, hey, if this is something that is nerve related, that is exactly what we are. We are doctors of the nervous system. That's what we do as chiropractors. But paying very specific attention, not just, hey, we're going to put you on the table and twist your neck around and hope that something comes about it, because that's not what happens when it comes to upper cervical problems, any instability, ligamentous damage. You have to have a doctor that is highly educated on exactly what to do and how to treat it appropriately. And that is exactly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultations, $25. If we need any x-rays, we can go through exactly what we need, what that looks like, but they're typically $25 a view. That's it, right? 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can just hop on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, to schedule an appointment. I look forward to seeing you. I always thank you for tuning in and sharing your knowledge that you have listening with your friends, families, and loved ones. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.